Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for more details. Later in the program, we'll talk some hockey. Barry Trotz, head coach of your Washington Capitals, joins us at 8. Sprinkle in some fantasy football with Dave Richard at 9, the CBS fantasy football expert. Give you some lineup advice as we're approaching the fantasy football playoffs. And we'll give you some winners. Brandon Lang will join us, the handicapper, 3 weeks in a row.
It's always good.
He tends to come on the show several weeks in a row, and then he vanishes for a while.
Yeah.
For years. You might not hear from him for years.
He blames it on us sometimes, so who knows?
Yeah. Well, if Skippy's not going to come on, we got to get somebody to come on and pick some winners. It's kind of a tradition on this show.
All right, so I think we're going to have Kevin on here in a minute or two. He may be jumping on Fox 5.
No, he's on.
He's good to go.
Kev, are you there?
First.
Good morning, my JP friends.
Hello,
good
Kevin.
Morning.
Oh, my God. Where are you, Kevin? Are you in town?
Hello, John Auville.
Are you on
Skype? Yeah, I'm on Skype. I'm in the Fox 5 building at the moment. So I'm just here for a normal work day, and then I'm off the next couple of days. I'm excited.
Nice, nice. No traveling over Thanksgiving for you?
No, there's traveling. I'm going to Hawaii to interview Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart and Nick Jonas and Jack Black. And then I go to Los Angeles for Morgan Freeman and a gigantic movie called Star Wars. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so wait a second. The Rock is back with Kevin Hart. What's the movie they're doing together? It's got to be a sequel,
you know,
right?
They're remaking or recreating Jumanji. It comes out in December. I will say this. As a kid growing up, Jumanji is one of my favorite movies ever. Like, you know, Robin Williams. But the take they're doing, the way they're actually making this remake is very interesting. It's a different concept. Similar idea, and the idea that the game kind of brings things to life, but it's a much different story. It looks cool. I'm excited to see it.
What movies have they done together? I saw them in some movie where I think one of them was
Central
the CIA
Intelligence.
Guy, Central Intelligence. Yeah,
that was Central Intelligence was really good, by the way. I like Central
looks
Intelligence.
Terrible.
But it was funny.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Central Intelligence?
So you're going to fly out?
It's funny because The Rock's in it.
Oh, okay.
Right. He's got this bromance with The Rock. You're going to fly out to Hawaii. Is that a direct flight? Because I think United has a direct flight.
They do, apparently. The one that you're talking about is the one on Saturday morning. I couldn't take that one. So, yeah, I connect through L.A. Do you guys remember years ago when I first started doing these like travel junkets, I flew to Hawaii for – I think it was a total of 31 hours. I was in the air for 22 total round trip for a 4-minute interview with The Rock.
So my
this
God.
Is the I'm gonna, a similar bit. This is not similar. I'm actually staying a little bit longer this time because I'm going over to LA and I actually took some days off next week. So I'm actually going to try and extend my time if I
nice.
Can. But I'm going to be going to LA.
So is Lauren coming with you?
Yeah. So the cool thing about this particular trip is that I land and then her business, her main office is in L.A. So we're going to go to L.A. right afterwards and she can just work from L.A. during the week, which is
all
awesome.
Right. All right. That works. All right. So
Denzel
what are the
has
movies?
A new movie, right? Denzel?
Yeah. Denzel's new movie and Disney Pixar. And by the way, Eric, I just wanted to say I thought about you the other day after that game. I was worried you were going to like go crazy. I just want to make sure you're doing okay. I've been feeling for you.
No, it's completely fine.
No, I had a feeling that you must have been extremely depressed by that ending. I was like,
every Skins fan was depressed. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it because I think I must have been in a movie or something. But I saw the story on Twitter, and I was like, "Oh my God, Eric's gonna freak out!" I mean, I was worried about my friend. That's all.
It doesn't even affect him that NFL Sundays. Like he'll go to a movie at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
When was the last time you sat down and actually watched a football game?
Dude, I haven't watched a football game. I always watch the last 3 or 4 minutes. So, like for example, the Dallas Skins game of I guess 3 or 4 weeks ago, I watched the ending of that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm weird when it comes to any type of sporting events. I only like watching the ending or the playoffs and or like Super Bowl. So, for example, baseball, I'll only watch the last inning, you know?
I'm getting closer to you than you might think.
Who's the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons? Who were in the Super Bowl last year?
The last time I knew who the starting quarterback for the Falcons was a gentleman named Michael Vick. That was the last time I knew who the quarterback was. I have absolutely no idea who the current quarterback
is. Can you name a Redskin besides Kirk Cousins and besides Trent Williams?
Ooh, maybe not.
Can you name...
Is Santana Moss still on the team?
You're doing a bit, right?
No, I'm not. I have no idea.
No, he's been retired for several years now.
He joins Chad Dukes all the time here on the Fan. He's not on the team anymore.
Besides Kirk and besides Trent Williams.
You
can't name a Redskin.
I mean, I don't
know. It's not his world.
Oh, Nick Sunberg. Sunberg, the kicker.
He's not the kicker.
Yes, he's the kicker.
Yeah, whatever.
He's not the kicker.
Yeah, he's just somebody's by Met.
How can you name the long snapper?
That's you know why? Because I think they played a movie game at Chris Cooley's house back in the day.
That's probably what it was.
Nick Sunberg came in studio, I think, a while back, and he's a super nice guy. We talked movies. I don't know what they talked movies, but that's exactly why. Super nice guy. I have absolutely no idea. And all I remember is Mark Brunell. He's gone, right? And then
RG. He's doing a bit, right?
I don't think he's doing a bit. It's just not part of his life.
Why does he crack me up?
It's a great bit.
Why does he crack me up?
He's funny. He's a funny kid.
The only reason I know Mike Vick was on the Falcons is because he grew up across the street from my house. So, like, he went to Warwick High School, and his uncle lived across the street from me.
Are you kidding?
Michael Vick's uncle lived across the street from me growing up as a kid. Yeah. So
did
Mike Vick would come
this?
Over and play basketball.
Did we know this nugget? How come we never knew this?
Not that specific nugget.
I'm from Newport News. So Vick went to Warwick High School, which is about 2 miles to the left of my neighborhood.
Right.
And then I went to Menchville. So yeah, Mike Vick was like always. My parents would see him playing basketball with his cousins and stuff all the time.
You never got in the game? You never got in? You never got next?
I never met Mike Vick. I mean, I remember his uncle gave me a jersey. He was a super nice guy.
What was the name of your signature shot? When you played basketball,
the jackknife.
I remember that.
The Kareem at the sky hook. He had the jackknife.
Can we see the form?
Let me see. What was your jackknife?
It was like this. It was like we used to do that wacky bit. Do you guys remember the sports challenge?
Yes.
Oh my God, we were at 1800 Main Street. We did that sports challenge. I think we did tennis. We did baseball. It was absolutely crazy.
You know what? We need to find that and put that up on the Facebook page for a throwback.
All right, so what movie is he reviewing?
It's a Denzel movie and then an animated movie. Do the Denzel movie first.
Okay, the Denzel movie is directed by a gentleman named Dan Gilroy, who also directed a movie called Nightcrawler. Did you guys see Nightcrawler? There was one about television and the salaciousness of like murders. And it was a crazy movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I saw it. It's decent.
Really good movie. This particular film is about Roman J. Israel Esquire. He's a lawyer. His partner in law has a heart attack. And so Denzel finds himself out of a job. But the movie opens with the ending. And he's kind of gone down a 3-week downward spiral. He's broken the law somehow. And he wants to try himself in court. Something has happened to him. This guy is an activist. He stands up for people's rights. But he's broken the law himself. And it's kind of this idea, this moral dilemma the character's going through. Denzel is phenomenal. Every single piece of this performance is brilliant. I mean, if you look at every little detail he puts into the mannerisms of the character, the way he scratches his face, the way he smiles, the way he walks, the way he carries himself, he is unbelievable. And I know that's not saying much because everyone loves Denzel Washington. He's an amazing actor. The problem is the film is just okay. So you have like every scene he's in, you're like blown away by it. But everything else surrounding him is not as good as him. And you can feel that. It's a strange thing because you find yourself so like studying Denzel's performance, but then almost forgetting the story. I will say, though, that his character arc is so great that you do find yourself engaged in that element. So I gave the movie a very rare rating, which is a 3.5 out of 5. And I just wanted it to be a rare rating this time. So, yeah, but it's a perfect case of Denzel is better than the movie.
All right, so 3.5 for that. The Pixar movie, which
I don't even know the title. I saw a trailer, and apparently it's getting great reviews. What did you think, and what's the title?
Yeah, I love this movie. It's called Coco. It takes place in Mexico during the Day of the Dead. It is one of my favorite movies of the year, and I found myself just, like, blown away by the emotional depth that they were able to create with this movie, not only because the story is so great, but the music quality of it. The character, that the lead character of the movie, is his name is Miguel, and he essentially is a musician who loves he loves music. It's his passion in life, but his parents, his family, have banned music. And so during the Day of the Dead, he finds out that he has some kind of mysterious connection to a very famous musician, and he ends up going over to the land of the dead because of a guitar that he has. And then, again, this is Disney Pixar, so you have to kind of suspend your disbelief, but it is really well done, emotionally amazing. The music is phenomenal, and I think that people are going to be just blown away by the depth of emotion this movie finds. It's not just a kid's movie, but Pixar has always had that balance where they make a kid and an adult film at the same time, and it's just really, really well done. And the music is great because they're not breaking out in song. The music itself is just happening naturally in the story. Quick note before I go, there's a 20-minute Olaf Frozen short before the movie starts. So if you're a big fan of Frozen, they've made a 20-minute Frozen short film, which takes place after Frozen. It's called Olaf's Frozen Adventure. So get to the theater on time. It's actually really good. If you like the movie Frozen, you'll love it. And then the movie Coco starts after that. I gave Coco a 4.5 out of 5. It is one of my favorite Pixar movies. And just to kind of give you a scale of where that ranks, I mean, Cakes and I both love the movie WALL-E. That's my favorite movie on the scale.
Piece of garbage.
it's the best movie they ever made. What are you talking about?
All right, Kevin, I'm told that you have to jump on Fox in 2 minutes. So we appreciate the reviews. 3.5 for Roman J. Israel Esquire. And we'll never see that. And he loves the Pixar film Coco.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, go see it. It's really good. I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have fun in Hawaii. Mahalo, Ricky.
Tell Nick Sundberg I said hi, even though I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do that. Because I see him all the time.
Yeah. He thinks you're a kicker, you too.
JP. Hey,
he
JP.
Just lives a different he lives in a different world, EB.
I don't know.
You can't relate to a guy.
The only reason why we're friends with him is because he was an intern at the radio station.
Yes.
I think he was a temp.
He was some sort of temporary employee / intern, whatever. And we saw him he was weird. And he said he had this sort of fetish for movies.
He was at the front desk, and he had the biggest pizza face you've ever seen.
I had a terrible condition with acne.
Who's this kid?
He had an OCD out of control.
Yeah.
He refused to drive the company vehicle because he was afraid he was going to run over people, like human beings.
When he hits a bump in the road, his brain tells him that he just basically ran over somebody.
Yeah.
And he has to make a U-turn and go back and make sure there wasn't like a corpse lying in the road.
And then he'd take pictures of his vehicle, too.
He also had a bit for his OCD where he thought when he went to the bathroom or somehow, I can't remember.
I know exactly. He would use the urinal. And in his head, something might be happening there that would equate to cheating on his then-girlfriend.
So he would have to, I think he would barricade himself in the bathroom so that nobody could interfere with him there because while he was in the process of using the urinal, he might be cheating on his girlfriend.
Right.
Somehow we found this kid interesting, put him on the air, and look at him now.
Superstar.
Did you mention that he was afraid to drive home from lunch because he had bourbon chicken?
And he thought he might be drunk?
Yeah, and he didn't want to get a DUI.
That's hilarious.
So these are all sort of anecdotes that we learned about the kid. We put him on. Turns out he was like Rain Man with movies.
Yep.
And he started doing movie reviews for us. He did some weird Wizards dance when Tony Perkins was in studio. He talked to him about Fox 5, and here you are 10 years later. The guy's on national news. He's on Fox.
I mean, it's a meteoric rise. That's not going to happen, Adam Epstein,
right?
Oh, God.
What? That's the craziest question you've ever asked.
Adam Epstein's job right now, in his life right now, as bad as it is, this is the peak.
Pinnacle.
This is the peak of his life.
This is peak AWOD.
This is the absolute peak of AWOD's life. When he gets budget cut, when Entercom officially takes over and they get the brooms out and they sweep out the unnecessary people. His life is downhill from here. This is the absolute peak of his life.
That's why it drives me crazy when people say, yeah, but he could become Kevin because Kevin was a donk 10 years ago. But Kevin was he had something to offer. Like, he was a character.
He had a talent.
He was the most boring person on the planet.
Yeah, he's nothing.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, he has
except
no talent.
Except for you bullying.
And Kevin had a passion for movies, and it shines through whenever he's on the TV or on the radio.
Your passion for the Wizards isn't gonna, in your, you know, your bullets wallet is not going to get you anywhere.
He's the host of the Wiztown podcast.
Yeah.
Wiztown.
Hundreds of people listen to that.
EB, I can do something you could never do. I'm a one-man band. I can go to any sporting event, film it, interview it, edit it together, make a package that any network in America could use if they wanted to.
All right, but there's not a single one that would want to use it.
Eventually they will.
Oh, okay.
Newsflash.
I'm grinding.
Every TV station is cutting their sportscast.
Right.
I mean, it's not a dying industry, though.
What is not?
Sports.
Sports newscast is a dying industry.
No, it's going to survive by podcasts.
They can't even keep it on SportsCenter.
he's got no clue what's going on in the industry.
No, it's the digital age. All I need to do is do a web TV show that'll get hits,
clicks. Yeah, those are big hits.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is...
Name one web TV show.
You actually received a little support last week when the program director said he was surprised by your demo. However, he said... The weak link that you have is you don't know anything. That's right. A pretty big weak link.
I know a lot about nothing. That's my bet.
Right.
All right, that's enough, Adam.
Nothing about a lot.
You better hit the lottery, bro.
Remember, Coach Barry Trotz, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins us at 8 o'clock. Dave Richard to talk fantasy football today at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.